Stop me now. Don't stop me.
Cause I'm
having a good time. Having a good time.
I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go, go, go. There's no stopping me. I'm burning through the sky. 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm driving at the speed of light. I wanna make a supersonic man out of you.
Don't stop me now.
I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball.
Don't stop me now.
If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call.
Don't stop me now.
I'm having a good time.
Don't stop me,
yeah, I'm having a good time.
I wanna make a supersonic woman of you.
In the know for Tuesday, January 9th, the ninth day of 2018. There are 356 days left in the year. Good morning, MB, guiding you through In the Know at K105. AM 870 The Moose, live online at K105.com. Hashtag In the Know. Coming up today, we're going to look back on an exciting national championship game from last night. Big changes in Frankfurt yesterday in leadership. Lots doing there. We'll also give you a chance to win tickets to see UK play in Rupp Arena tonight at Texas A&M. We've got that and a whole lot more coming up today on show number 1500 of In the Know. Settling into my left, rolling Mach 9 with her hair on fire, is my beautiful wife, the beautiful girl. It's me, Jack. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I can't believe we made it to 1,500.
I know, right?
1,500
wow.
Shows. I don't know if that's good. I don't know if that's bad. I don't know. It's, I don't know. And,
it's a
you
big
know,
number.
It is a big number. And par for the course, Misty decided to not be present today. We phoned out to the bullpen and called in very special agent Natalie Tall. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Not too bad. You didn't know you were going to be here on show 1500.
I didn't. I didn't know.
And you almost weren't.
Oh, I didn't write it in my second place.
At what point in time did you remember you were supposed to be here?
When I looked at my phone and saw Christy Buckles.
That's what he said.
My eyeballs got this big.
Well, but that's what I was like, I know she was already like going out to her car.
Yeah.
I tried to help.
That's okay. So, you made it.
Well, I did. And I do. I write things on my monthly calendar, and then I put it in my week. And it never made it to the week for some reason. And that's what I was looking at this morning. So...
Well, and here later in the show, I had some content that was prepared specifically for you about the level of organization that people have. We're going to have to throw all that out since we prepared for you too. So how are things in the world of family and consumer sciences?
Things are great. Things are a little crazy right now. Got lots of programs going on, gearing up for the spring, so...
So all you folks down there at the Extension office on Commerce Drive, were you all watching the big speech yesterday with the president speaking to the Farm Bureau Nashville?
I was not, but I did see where he gave shout out to FFA and 4-H.
He did, indeed. But he also...
I was going to say, so I didn't see. That's all I saw of it.
He also said, aren't you so glad you voted for me? And aren't you so glad that I gave you that privilege? Yes, that's what we're all thinking today. It was such a privilege to have been able to vote for you. But he did look presidential when he walked out on the field with the ROTC last night at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta for the national championship game. Did you see any of the game last night?
A little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
A little bit. Went to sleep, so...
It was easy to do.
Try to make up for it. Fires to the end zone. Touchdown! Alabama wins!
26-23 in overtime. Georgia had scored a field goal, and so they play sudden death overtime in college. And Georgia had kicked a field goal, so Alabama had to either kick a field goal. But second and 26 with a freshman quarterback who didn't start the game, came in at halftime, whose name we all know today as Tua, I don't know, Medulla Oblongata or something like that was his name. But it was exciting. And now the dynasty for the Crimson Tide continues. Five championships in 10 years. Nick Saban now has his sixth national championship, five at Alabama, one at LSU. So is he the GOAT?
Is he
the GOAT? Does he surpass Bear Bryant? He's tied Bear Bryant for national championships. I would have to think he's got to be in the conversation for greatest of all time, if not the greatest of all time. Foggy this morning.
Real foggy.
Foggy last evening.
It was bad.
Foggy this morning. We had a fog advisory. It seems to have dissipated at this point, but I'll take this rather than what we have this time last week.
Me too.
Would you?
Absolutely.
You'd rather have single degrees?
Really? I kind of like cold. I
do. No.
It's going to be cold.
You know,
it might as well. S-N-O-W.
You know why? It's because I like to stay in the house. So I'm like, oh, I don't have to go out there. So
I see. It's a catalyst for being able to do nothing.
Yeah.
I got you. All right, let's cover some of the news headlines for this morning. Last night's meeting, the Clarkson City Commission agreed to allow the city sewer department to continue to look for a new truck, and Mayor Bonnie Henderson to sign documents related to the vehicle's purchase. They also got an update from Larry Cann of Cantex saying that his company is nearing putting their sewer expansion project up for bid. That's a $1 million project, by the way, and will take some time. And then they announced garbage pickup for the Martin Luther King Jr. Day will continue as normal. And so they passed that along as of last night at the meeting. We told you about the fog advisory for this morning. Yesterday was some debate to school or not to school, and some schools did, some schools did not.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio County probably wishes they did not, since a school bus accident sent three children to the ER yesterday morning about 6:30. They responded to the intersection of Herbert Road and Etnaville Road that's near Reynolds Station. The bus topped a hill on Herbert Road. As it began traveling down the hill, the driver lost control of the bus after it struck an icy patch in the road. The bus then slid off the road in a curve, coming to rest on its side in a ditch. Did you all see this picture?
I did.
So I don't know the extent of the injuries that were there, but, you know, it's, as I said yesterday, no matter the decision that's made, there are going to be people. There are some people that 10 minutes before the announcement was made, they could have said, well, I hope they cancel school. And then they cancel school, and then that very same person say, why'd they cancel school? They just want to be on the opposite of whatever the issue is. Just looking for a reason to complain. Icy roadway is believed to be to blame for a Nelson County fatality. Yesterday morning about 6 o'clock, state police responded to a single vehicle accident near Bloomfield. 37-year-old William Cook Jr. of Bloomfield was driving an 11 Dodge 2500 West on Highway 1066 when he struck a patch of icy roadway, causing the vehicle to leave the road. The Dodge overturned and struck a tree. He was pronounced dead at the scene by the Nelson County Coroner's Office, and Kentucky State Trooper and Reconstructionist Scott Rafferty is investigating, and Litchfield resident Scott Rafferty is investigating the accident. As Frankfort turns continued yesterday, Kentucky's Republican House Speaker Jeff Hoover resigned his leadership post again. I think it's again. He announced he was resigning in November. But then when he technically couldn't resign because the House was not in order. So when the House came to order, then he said, well, hold up on that car wash there, gentlemen. And gave it a few days, and then finally announced yesterday that he didn't want to be a distraction to this chamber. And he went in and launched into some accusations. He says that the governor was spreading lies about him from the, quote, deepest pits of hell.
Oh.
This is what Jeff Hoover said. and vowed to expose those he says orchestrated his demise, quote, regardless of who they are and the position they hold. While he will no longer lead the House of Representatives, he will still have a seat in the chamber's back row, at least for now, where he plans to be a vocal member of the majority. But 8 of his colleagues have filed a complaint to have it investigated and potentially he be removed from the House of Representatives. All the while, Southern people are trying to say it's not a distraction. Not a distraction, of course. Not a distraction from the business that needs to, the business at hand. Yeah, that sounds good. But so next year, our legislature is going to have a significantly different look, if only for the reason that several familiar faces will no longer be there. We already knew Jim DeCesare is not seeking reelection, and he's sort of caught up in this thing that's going on relative to Hoover. But now Jody Richards, longtime legislator from Warren County, former Speaker of the House, he's not seeking re-election, so even in Warren County alone, you're going to have a big change in leadership. Daryl Owens from Louisville. We had somebody else from Louisville yesterday. I think we're up to 7 people now that say they're not seeking to rerun for the legislature. So just by in absentia, you're going to have a different complexion. And who knows what all the familiar faces that won't be there next year. Now, I have to wonder, is this preemptive in nature? Because these legislators are going to say, I'm burning it down on my way out the door, saying that we have a terrible budget problem. We have a terrible pension problem. We drastically need tax reform. So this sort of frees them up to make the tough decisions, not having to fear retribution at the polling place later this year.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I've always been in the camp that I would like our legislators to go to Frankfurt and make decisions free from worrying about reelection.
Mm-hmm.
Don't legislate to get yourself reelected. Legislate and make the tough choices that we need for our Commonwealth. And so at least about 7 of them may be freed to do that, if not more. A Kentucky House panel has approved proposed constitutional amendments that would expand legislative authority over regulations and change the timing of elections for statewide offices. It is weird the way that we do our gubernatorial elections. They're in off years, and they're away from presidential elections. Sometimes it's strategy, because it's moved in the last decade or 2 decades. We deliberately moved the governor's race, and now we're seemingly wanting to move it back to even years, and I presume would line up with the presidential races. Both ballot measures were advanced yesterday by the House Elections, Constitutional Amendments, and Intergovernmental Affairs Committee. One proposal would move the elections for governor and other statewide officers to even-numbered years beginning in 2024. Chairman Kenny Imes says the move would save Kentucky counties millions of dollars now incurred to have those elections in odd-numbered years. The other proposal would allow the legislature to approve or disapprove any state regulation during or between legislative sessions. Disapproval would make the regulation unenforceable. So, again, those are constitutional amendments, so that means the people will get to say at the polling place whether they agree with those moves or not. Ever heard of Kim Davis?
Yep, a few times. I just saw her picture, and I was like, oh, what's she up to?
Well, she has filed for re-election.
Oh.
So she has a challenger. The challenger is one of the guys that she denied a marriage license to 2 years ago. So he says that's not the only reason that he's running for her seat. Okay. And now, I did see an interview with him, and he does make some very good points. For instance, if you go to the Rowan County Clerk's webpage, all the links and all the information still points to Kim Davis's mother. who she was the clerk before Kim Davis was. Now, whether this is the actual website they use or not, I do not know. It could be an abandoned website that's still live for whatever reason. He's using this as political fodder to say, look, she's stuck in the dark ages. However, if you look at Kim Davis, it wouldn't be a tough sell to tell me that she could be stuck in the dark ages.
In the dark ages.
Like, she may be living in an AOL world. Her website may be at GeoCities. GeoCities.com/Kim Davis. Do you even remember GeoCities?
I was going to say, I do not.
Oh, my goodness.
I do not.
You poor young thing.
AOL. I was with you all the way on AOL.
Kentucky's Agriculture Commissioner has announced an initiative to combat hunger among children during the summer. We told you yesterday they were going to announce this plan, and they did yesterday in Lexington. He unveiled the plan to create an economic incentive for summer meal programs to buy fruit and vegetables produced here in the Commonwealth. It was announced at the Kentucky Fruit and Vegetable Conference in Lexington. He says the program is funded by a grant from the Kentucky Ag Development Board and administered by the Kentucky Association of Food Banks. He formed a hunger task force last year to delve into the problem at a time when food banks were struggling to keep up with demand. The panel has held meetings around the state. He has said it's unacceptable to have a hunger problem in a state with a rich agricultural history. What's this mean to you as Family Consumer Sciences agent? Anything?
Well, it's just it's an opportunity to continue programming.
Right. And do you think we waste a lot of produce here in the Commonwealth?
Yes.
Yeah.
And well, so, I mean, I don't think it's just the Commonwealth. I mean, I think it's America. I mean, I think that Americans waste a lot of food.
And I guess you could take that one step further. Is there any reason we should have a hunger problem here in the United States? I mean, hunger is what we see in Africa, you know, where they have famine and things.
Right.
We really shouldn't have a
But it is. It's here. It's here, too. And it's an education. It's an opportunity for education on Family Consumer Sciences part. So
we have Coke. We have Coca-Cola Classic. We have Diet Coke. We have Coke Zero. Do we have any other Coca-Colas?
We have Cherry Coke.
Cherry Coke, Vanilla Coke, you know, have some of those. In Japan, they have what's called Coca-Cola Plus.
Oh, what exactly is that plus?
Well, it is a laxative.
Oh, no.
And it has the government seal of approval. It says drinking one Coca-Cola Plus per day with food will help suppress fat absorption and help moderate the levels of triglycerides in the blood after eating. It took researchers a decade to come up with a formulation that would fall under the FOSHU umbrella. That's the Japanese health board, by the way. But it still tastes good.
I don't know about that.
Just eat fruits and vegetables,
They could have grown apple trees in a decade.
Exactly.
They not have apples in Japan. Come on. We got to get to a break. Be back with more here on In the Know from K105 and AM 870 The Moose. In the Know is brought to you in part by Whoopsie-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield, where no matter the gift-giving occasion that you have, whether it's a birthday or an anniversary or just because, stop by and see all the great merchandise at Whoopsie-Doo Design. They've got Brighton, they have Case Knives, Vera Bradley, Simply Southern Apparel, and Fresh Cut Floral for any occasion at Whoopsie-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield, where they are celebrating Static Electricity Day.
Oh, I hate that. Static Electricity.
Static Electricity Day.
No.
But you should like static electricity, because when is static electricity more likely to happen? When it's really cold and there's lots of electric heat, and you walk across the carpet and then you touch someone and it goes...
It's been happening a lot. Yeah, Harper's been walking around with her wild hair, like, standing straight up.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was from wearing Rubbermaid bowls on her head.
Well, that is. And baskets. So and, funny. Oh, she is something
going
else.
To the doctor. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
That photo
She's
was
always
great.
Going to the doctor.
And I think, well, your colleague Whitney was here back a few weeks ago, and, uh-huh. and Harper came up. I think I was really complimenting your parenting, because when baskets and bowls and the like mm-hmm. are the toys, I'm mm-hmm. thinking, that's smart.
Well, yeah. thanks.
No sense wasting money on Fisher-Price.
It's right. not because she doesn't have those things, but those are what we choose to play with.
And you're raising her to be an outdoors woman. She's deer hunting a lot these
her
days.
Her daddy has never been more proud.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 That's so sweet.
So
I
saw
it.
A video from a couple of weeks ago of her deers, right?
Deers.
Deers. Plural.
In her boat. We were in a sled. That's what you couldn't see.
Okay.
Santa brought a one of those like plastic red sleds.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And the first thing she said on Christmas morning was, Santa bought me boat.
Oh.
So she gets in it and immediately starts fishing. And then... And then we get the boat out every once in a while, and we were deer hunting from our boat. The other day, she had a little Nerf gun, and Rudolph. What she calls him. Rudolph.
Wow.
Yeah.
She is so funny.
And I had to get in the boat with her. Like, I was just trying to, like, sit beside it. No. Mm-mm. No, Mommy, inside. Get inside. Okay.
Get in the boat.
The young lady's got a big personality.
She really does.
Where did she acquire said personality? Any idea?
I would be lying if I said it was from her daddy.
Yes, you would. You would be lying.
She is so much like you.
It is clear whose kid that
yes.
is. Are you ready to vote for Oprah for president yet in 2020?
Mm.
No? You haven't decided who you're voting for yet? Roseanne says this morning that she would be a better president than Oprah. So it sounds like we've already got a challenge. Challenge. And now Stedman is walking back what he said following the Golden Globes. They're saying now that Stedman misheard the question. Stedman apparently thought he was asked if she would make a good president. To which he said, well, it's up to the people. You know, she's willing to do it, you know. Well, wait a minute. If she's willing to do it, it doesn't matter what question was asked as it pertains
right.
to the presidency. Then NBC had to apologize yesterday because during the telecast about Oprah, they referred to her as our future president. Well, NBC is blaming it on a third-party vendor that's working for NBC Entertainment and not NBC News. But you want to know who wins out of the deal? Weight Watchers. Out of the whole deal, Weight Watchers shares soared 13.7% yesterday to $53.35 per share.
I'm going to assume all of her, everything that she does has increased, no matter what it is. I mean,
I would have to think that you're probably right.
Magazine sales, you name it, I would assume.
Y'all heard about this new health trend called raw water?
No.
Come on, homemaker in chief, you're not up to date on raw water.
Oh, gosh. I have never heard of that. Please tell me now. So I can say no.
Just don't do it.
We have to. We're always chasing that next thing in health and fitness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like whatever we have is never good enough. We got to find that next thing. Like last year was all about bone broth. This year, there's a whole, like, there's shelves and shelves of vanity bone broth now. Have you all ever heard of pot liquor?
I have not.
Pot sticker, not pot liquor.
Pot liquor is the, what you're left with after you cook down your greens and your pork.
Mm-hmm.
It's what's left in the bottom of the pot after you boil all that down.
It's too early.
And it's supposed to have very good, it's supposed to be healthy because you get the minerals and all the stuff that are actually in the greens.
Well, I mean, yes, the water-soluble ones.
Yes. Yeah, but collard greens and things like that.
Right. The water, well, I'm talking the water soluble vitamins and such, but just, oh.
But to the point that people in the South call it pot liquor.
Pot liquor.
Look it up. Google it. Come on, homemaker. Get it.
I want to know about this raw water.
So, raw water is, we've decided that bottled water isn't good enough because it's been filtered and it's been, you know, there's really not even an expiration date on bottled water. The expiration date is for the bottle, not for the water.
Right.
So we've decided, where do we get really good water? So we are going to wells and water reservoirs that are apparently old and beyond the human contamination from chemicals and...
So basically the water at my house...
Well...
Is well water.
Yes.
So do I have raw water?
It depends upon the area in which you live. Is it is the soil rich in minerals? Is the did the how much runoff from a farm did the well water retain? You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's these areas of the earth where the soil really hasn't been disturbed by biology.
All right.
So it's more raw, but. Now everyone decides they've got a raw water source, right? So just like whoever said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to charge a premium for something called bone broth. Right? We've just taken bones and we've cooked it in water and we're calling it bone broth. So the first person, some hipster with a man bun said, raw water, dude. And then everybody said, well, I'm going to get some raw water and I'm going to create my own raw water. And now they're saying, be careful.
Well, duh.
At the Rainbow Grocery Store in San Francisco's Mission District, the store was selling raw water for $36.99 for 2.5 gallons.
Stop it.
What?
Stop it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, bless it.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take tap water, thank you. Most places.
I'll take my bottled water because I have well water and I see what color it turns whenever it rains too much. Thank you very much. I'll drink my bottled water.
It does happen. All right, here are three things super organized people do at home that you don't.
Okay, let me see if I do any of these because I, up until this morning, thought I was super organized.
I thought you were super organized as well. You're a lister. I didn't even realize you had two planners.
Oh, no, it's one planner. I just write it down in two places.
Okay. All right. So you're a double lister. Got it. Now, since becoming a mother, have you seen some of your super organized OCD tendencies wane?
Out the window. Okay. Not just wane. Just like just, they ran away.
You abandoned your constitution as a human when you became a mother. Number one, they have a system for incoming paper and mail.
I do. I've never.
No. Now, what's interesting is this says nothing multiplies like paper piles.
Oh,
piles of paper. It is. Whew.
I will have to say my husband hinders my progress sometimes. So he has a pile and he gets told to go through it sometimes.
Yeah. I sort the mail generally, even though I'm not always very good at opening it. I do sort out the junk very quickly, and the junk gets thrown away almost immediately. So I try and do that. Number two, they have a system for not quite dirty clothes.
I do have that. I have a system for that.
It's called the floor in front of my dresser.
I have a system. It's laying on the window seat until you decide. I use the bench. I was like, could that be worn again?
I can wear these jeans again.
How long did I have that on exactly?
Get a little sniff.
Who did I see?
Yeah.
Did I encounter anyone? Number three, they have a daily routine to clear their most common surfaces. Surfaces are breeding grounds for clutter, and if they aren't cleared off vigilantly, they'll always be cluttered.
Yeah, there's an area on my desk that I have to have maintained, and then the kitchen countertops. That's a biggie for me. It drives me crazy.
Ed Thomas, who was our engineer here for a long time, he told me back in the mid-90s, he said, if I ever build a radio station, there won't be a flat surface in it. Everything will be at an angle. You can't sit anything down on it because stuff just... gathers. Look at that table over there.
Yeah.
Someone brings you something, you say, I'm going to put it on that table because I don't know what else to do with it.
Exactly.
Now we need a bigger table.
And now we need a bigger table. So see, that's how that happens. So where are you of those three? So you do have an incoming paper or mail
system.
Yes.
Now, it's my own little system, but yes, I take care of that quickly.
But the dirty clothes are just in the floor.
Dirty clothes are in hampers, but the not-so-dirty clothes are in a pile in front of my dresser. And then the surfaces at my kitchen counters, and with the 2-year-old, my living room floor, because we like to dump out all the toys I dump it, Mama. I dump it. All of it. All of it. So my living room floor is my surface that I like to keep clear.
That's where I love baskets. And the kids that come to my house, they know, but they want to dump the baskets in the floor, but they know that they have to put it back.
Right.
Clutter. Do you have a lot of clutter?
Yes, but I have less clutter. I started reading a book, and it made me want to throw all my stuff away.
Uh-huh.
So I have less clutter. What?
Which book is it? I have to know.
The Marie Kondo, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up.
Do you know other people that are reading this book? Maybe people that we have in common? No. Okay. All right. Well, I know a couple of people that are doing something very similar, and my daughter went and stayed at their house. So she came home, and she's doing something very similar.
Did you also receive a gift for Christmas about simplification?
I did. Yes. Taylor gave me a book as well, but it's not the same one.
Yeah. Well, I love this book. I actually haven't finished it yet. Because it said that you needed to declutter your...
You work through as you go.
Yeah, you work through as you go. I haven't finished it, but it did make me, like, purge my closet. My drawers are super organized now.
I did a couple things. Right. After,
Well, here
I need to revisit it.
We'll see if this appears in either of your books. Here are useless household items that we need to get rid of this year.
Okay. I love getting rid of stuff.
Cell phones.
Oh.
No. Old cell phones lying around. We all have them.
Yeah, we do.
We can wipe them or either sell them, recycle them, you know. Nobody's going to use it.
Yeah,
no one's
going to
use a 90s flip phone. Unless for some prop in a movie or something like that. Cords and chargers from those old phones and cell phones.
Right. I have a drawer.
Of just cables, right?
Of electronic
we
stuff.
We have boxes of that stuff around here. But you would be surprised how often that it does come in handy. So I need a cable for this or I need for that. Clothes. They end up being the largest pile of unnecessary junk in your home because we can't, I may wear that again. No, you're not. You're going to go buy new if you ever get down to this point.
Yep.
You're going to get new clothes. You're not going to wear the old stuff. Old cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're a professional photographer or you have some type of sentimental connection, you don't need cameras. You need the one that's on your phone. Treasured items. We hold on to vintage or family heirlooms as keepsakes, and if you don't want to let go of them, find a use for them.
I'm terrible with this one.
So if you have a tea set, here's an example. If you have a tea set from your mother sitting around, use it to hold makeup brushes or lipstick.
Right.
Or drink tea.
Well, and I have several pieces of the milk glass that my nanny had,
right.
And I do actually use it on my vanity for makeup brushes and that kind of thing. So.
Are you all stockpiling too much makeup?
Yes. Everybody.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, all mine fits in a tiny little.
It does now. Well, but you're not so much a hoarder.
I'm not. Yep. I tell mom will try to send things to live at my house that she wants to get rid of. And I'm like, now listen, if you don't want me to throw that out, don't be sending it to my house.
Yeah. And magazines and newspapers.
Yeah.
So I walked through the house the other day and there was a giant box of National Geographic, and I thought, wow, what's this world coming to? And the bin that was cleaned out, whoa.
Yeah.
I was impressed.
I know, I loved it. Listen, it was addicting once I got started. I loved it.
And you feel a sense of accomplishment, even if it's a small thing. Like I did two cabinets. You feel better after doing it.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what the Marie Kondo method is. You take all of one thing, because we store things in different places throughout the house. You know, so if you have jackets in maybe your room and in the closet as you come in the door and maybe some in a back closet, bring all of those
and put
together,
them in one location,
and sort through them.
Because
what you do is you sort this closet and you sort that closet and you sort that closet, but you keep stuff.
Yes.
Because you don't remember, you don't realize that it's also somewhere else.
So you're saying just dump everything in the middle
of
the living room floor
I collect, though, like anything electronic around my house is all in a drawer now. So I'm going to go through that drawer one day and it will be literally every electronic that I've had in my house and I'll be able to go through it and then I'll only have what's left in that drawer. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And that's our mutual friend. That's what she's been doing through her whole house. And seems to work.
Sounds like you're all onto something. You may see your families out in the front yard at some point. We've got to get to a break. We're going to do today's water cooler question. Your chance to win UK basketball tickets to tonight's game is coming up here on In the Know from K105 and AM 870 The Boost.
and nobody.
Did you know?
Because you're on the phone.
We've had a lot of discussion about fruits and vegetables today.
Don't you feel like
and health and wellness. So you need
don't
this factoid.
You feel like crying?
Did you know the soil on Mars is particularly good for growing asparagus?
I love asparagus.
Whenever I like asparagus as well, but it reminds me of Elf. You know, they're pitching the book idea. Andy Richter is pitching the book idea. That's pretty good. That's today's Did You Know. Did you know you have our phone system to thank for today being the day that we're giving away tickets to see UK and Texas A&M play tonight? We were without phones yesterday, so we didn't do our ticket giveaway. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do today's water cooler question. 270-259-6000. 270-259-6000. If you haven't won in the last 30 days, you are eligible to win the tickets from Twin Lakes Gymnastics there in Clarkson. And Texas A&M tonight, Rupp Arena. Here's the question. As a man ages, he's much more likely to wear one of these. As a man ages, he's much more likely to wear one of these. 270-259-6000. 270-259-6000. As a man ages, he is much more likely to wear one of these. Really hope somebody says Dickie's jumpsuit.
Mine are all boring. I don't know.
Yeah, mine are not great either.
While you mull that over, new on video this week, It. That dumb clown movie is out today. The Foreigner, Marshall, Friend Request, November Criminals, and My Little Pony the Movie. Out today, or out this week on video. The phone number is 270-259-6000. As a man ages, he is more likely to wear one of these. 270-259-6000. There's some obvious guesses, yes.
Yeah, the way it's worded, my number one doesn't really work, but I really want it to be.
Gotcha.
Right?
By the way, good news, Pink will be singing the national anthem before the Super Bowl.
Nice. And Justin Timberlake's the halftime.
Mm-hmm. And
that should be good.
You got to have Janet Jackson, right?
Well.
Did you know? I'm going to give you another did you know in just a moment after we give Adam a shot. Adam, as a man ages, he is more likely to wear one of these.
A watch,
because he doesn't know what time it is. What time is it? Barry.
How about a seatbelt?
A seatbelt.
Oh.
I forgot to put my seatbelt on. I'm sorry.
That's
keep trying.
That was a good 270-259-6000.
Interesting
guess.
It is, it's a surprising guess. Yeah, I hadn't considered that one. As a man ages, the more likely he is to wear one of these. I read 270-259-6000. I read earlier this week that one of the reasons YouTube was created by the creators was they could not find a video online of the Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction at the Super Bowl.
Really?
Yep. That was part of their inspiration. They went searching online for a clip. And they couldn't find it. And they said, you know what we should do?
Interesting.
Huh.
Isn't that?
That's crazy.
It's about right.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, it's not all that surprising. No. But I guess the fact that we didn't really know that. It's what I read. So, and I read it on the internet.
So it's
and clearly,
true.
Lincoln Abraham Lincoln says, if it's on the internet, it's true. So, Willetta, as a man ages, he's more likely to wear one of these. A hat. That is not what we're looking for. Keep
we
trying.
That.
That was one of them.
Kim.
A beard.
A beard.
Oh. Ooh.
Shave my beard.
That is it.
That's a really good guess, though.
I liked my guess. It's got to be something good. He is just too giggly over there.
Right?
I don't. It'll be one of those, But the fact that no one's.
Well, I feel like all of mine are like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
But so far.
O.J. Simpson is going to sue the Cosmopolitan Casino because he got thrown out.
Go away, O.J.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, do they not have the right to refuse?
That's right. He was drunk and disorderly. They threw him out, and yet again, vodka and O.J. don't mix. I mean, I don't.
Look at that little joke.
Adam.
It's pretty good.
A pair of glasses.
A pair of glasses. My spectacles. Keep
that
driving.
Makes sense. That was a good guess.
It was a good guess.
Perry.
A sweater.
A sweater is correct.
She had a sweater vest.
Won't you be my neighbor?
I love it.
Mr. Rogers was going to be my hint. That's why I was probably giggling more than anything. Congratulations, Perry. You're going to Rupp Arena tonight thanks to Twin Lakes Gymnastics. Hold on. Oracle's going to get your information.
I really wanted it to be suspenders, but the way that it was worded, you know,
because it was
singular, plural, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really wanted
people
to be suspenders.
Well, I put a vest, and then I was like, a sweater vest.
A sweater vest, absolutely. And what else do you need to know before we get to a break? Oh, Justin Timberlake has announced early tour dates for Man of the Woods tour. He will be in Nashville May 9th at Bridgestone Arena. May 9th, Justin Timberlake, Bridgestone, Nashville. We got to get to a break. We'll come back and finish it up for the morning here on In the Know from K105 and AM 870 The Moose. Receptionist at the veterinarian's office realize how many passwords she has access to.
That's pretty good.
As far as I can. Think about it.
Yeah.
She's probably just a few characters away from having it, you know, having it solved. I guess she wanted to go on a fishing expedition. She could be very successful. Let's see. On television tonight, Jimmy Fallon has Hugh Grant. Gary Oldman is on Kimmel tonight. James Franco is on Colbert. And season 24 premiere on VH1 of America's Next Top Model. Mm. You've got Born Learning tonight?
Yes, Born Learning.
But what is Born Learning?
Born Learning Academy is a grant through the United Way. I work with Lawler, but they also have... I work most closely with Lawler, but they also have it at... Wilkie Elementary and Clarkson, I know for sure. I'm not sure about Caneyville, but it is a kind of a kindergarten readiness program. It's for the entire family. We feed the families a meal, and then the parents break off and go to just like a 20-minute, I would say parenting class, but it's really a development class to learn about their kids' development from birth to age 5. And then while they're doing that, the kiddos are playing outside or in the classroom or, you know, and then they come together for a family activity. So
cool.
It's fun. It's really to learn about child development and kind of getting them ready to enter preschool.
Anything else we need to know about from the family and consumer sciences?
Well, I don't have a whole lot of extra programs going on right now. I'm working with the Wilkie third grade right now, teaching them about money, or Captain Cash is the program I'm working on. It's really fun.
That reminds me of Scuba Steve from Big Daddy.
I saw something lit up in there.
Well, and remember in Big Daddy when Scuba Steve comes and visits on the door, you know, do you have like Captain Cash?
comes in. If you need somebody to dress
up. I'm working on, we're doing another installment of Get Moving Grayson County that'll start in April sometime. So I'm working on planning that as well.
I saw yesterday, this will eventually impact your profession in some way.
All
I don't know how, but in some way. At CES in Las Vegas yesterday, Toyota and Pizza Hut unveiled an autonomous pizza delivery vehicle.
Oh.
That is a kitchen So it's a self-driving kitchen that the pizza comes out and gets delivered at your house right out of the oven.
I mean, I'm okay with that.
So eventually, I mean, it won't be limited to pizza. What I'm saying is one of these days we're probably going to have produce delivered that way. It'll just show up.
Yeah, I have lots of questions.
So many questions.
But isn't
that
cool, though?
I mean, that is. Yeah, that's pretty neat. Inventive.
It is neat.
All right, here's today's highlight in history. This date in 1793, Frenchman Jean-Pierre Blancard, using a hot air balloon, flew from Philadelphia to Woodbury, New Jersey. Connecticut became the fifth state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. This date in 1788. Clemson beat Alabama for the national championship 1 year ago today. Birthdays. Bart Starr, Football Hall of Famer and Alabama quarterback. He's happy today. 84. He got another national championship for his birthday. Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin is 74. David Johansen, better known as Buster Poindexter, is 68. Crystal Gayle is 67. Dave Matthews is 51. Catherine, Duchess of Cambridge, is 36 today. Gone but not forgotten, Richard Milhouse Nixon was born this date in 1913. And Bob Denver in 1935. Gilligan. And Dick Enberg, who just passed away last month, was born this date in 1935. Chart toppers. This date in 1966, the Beatles were number one.
I think they were number one. I see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on?
We can work it out.
While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that I love may soon be.
Back before the holidays, I taught everyone that in Great Britain, they call sweaters, what we call sweaters, they call them jumpers. So they have ugly Christmas jumper contests. But also I've learned in Great Britain, a roll neck. In Australia, they call it a skivvy. We call it a turtleneck.
Oh, I was going to say roll neck.
A roll neck. But in Australia, they call a turtleneck a skivvy. We totally think skivvy. Yeah, skivvies is something we think is totally different.
Yeah.
When you get down to your skivvies.
Yeah.
It means you're just wearing your turtleneck.
Oh.
So if you've ever just been wearing a turtleneck, you were down to your skivvy. 1975, Elton John. Not one of my favorite Elton John songs, considering it's really a Beatles song. So, Elton John doing a Beatles song, and now Paul McCartney with Michael Jackson doing a Michael Jackson song. Say, say, say.
Say, say, say.
84.
What you want, but don't play the game. My affection. Take, take, take. What you need, but don't leave me with no direction. All alone, I sit home by the phone.
Do you know this song?
I don't.
Oh, dear.
I do. I forget. Again, she's so young.
Such a baby.
Sorry.
Such a baby. Let's move forward to 2002, which is hard to believe. 16 years ago today. Can it be?
Yeah.
Pink.
I do know this one.
I would hope so. Tell the truth. Ever sung into a hairdryer?
A hairdryer?
Yeah, just like Pink's doing in that video.
Probably not.
Maybe a hairbrush?
Hairbrush.
Okay,
for sure.
But not
all
the
right.
Hairdryer.
Not the hairdryer.
All right, gotcha. And 7 years ago today, Bruno Mars was number one with Grenade. All right, any other parting shots before we go? We need to cover?
I think we're good.
All right. Thanks for coming in, as always.
Thanks for having me.
You've inched back ahead. I tell you who's closing in on record appearances, though.
Yeah.
Stephen Smith is closing fast.
Ah,
so we got like a three-horse race there at the top between you and the sheriff and and Stephen Smith. So, yeah.
All right.
Might want to take a peek over your shoulder every once in a while. You'll see him coming.
Yeah. Can't miss him.
He's hard to miss. All right. Here's MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Give without remembering and receive without forgetting. Give without remembering and receive without forgetting. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another edition of our show. For Beach, for Natalie Tall, I'm MB, and now you're in the know.